Welcome to Frederick County Sports Weekend on WFMD. I'm Pete McLeod. Ed Lilly not with us for this program, but we have members of the Oakdale High School girls basketball team with us, 11-3 as we tape this program. And we're happy to have the coach, Rob Healy.
Hello.
Good to have you here, coach. And the two senior captains, Izzy Wimette.
Hi.
That's Izzy. And Megan Carlson.
Hey.
All right. Hey. Okay, there she is. And it's cold outside, as it has been most of this winter. And we're all set to go here. And you guys have had just a great season. Just to start off, first I have to mention our sponsors here before I forget everything here on Frederick County Sports Weekend. We're brought to you by Premier Dental Arts and Dr. Cappuccino, who's located in Mount Airy, and by Jay Day and the Day Home team of real estate teams, and by Griffith Plumbing, and also by Nimio Federal Credit Union, now serving all of Frederick County. Happy to have you here, and this is the middle of the basketball season, and we're having thrilling games almost every night, and it must be exciting to be a part of it. I'm going to just start out and ask you that. Megan Carlson, you're a senior. You've been through this before, but it never gets old, does it? This is a really exciting time of year for you.
For the past 3 years, it's always been really exciting, but since now I'm a senior, it's like once you play a team for a second time, it's you realize that it's like your last time ever playing that team. So this Friday, it will be our last time like ever playing Langenore.
Langenore, okay. And yeah. And are you a score a paper a newspaper box score watcher? Do you go through that paper the day after the games to look, or do you look look online someplace on one of the websites?
I'm always on. Well, I see it on Facebook. Like our parents like post. They'll like post the article from the game before, and check it out.
Well, that's exciting. Izzy, how about you? You're a senior too, of course. This is the last time around for you, but exciting.
Yeah, it's really surreal that it's my last year playing here at Oakdale. Everything is just feels so at home, and it's so weird that next year it's not going to be the same. We'll be moving on to college.
Now, have you know where you're going next year? Are you going to play anywhere?
I've narrowed it down to two schools between Shenandoah University and
Winchester.
State. Yeah, and Salem State University. That's outside of Boston.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to play basketball, but we'll see.
Yeah, well, see what happens. How about you, Megan?
Next year I'll play at York College in Pennsylvania.
York College. Okay, that's a good school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good basketball up there. Yeah, I bet you have you visited up there, seen the facilities?
I had an overnight, and I spoke with the coach and the players, and it just really feels like a good fit.
Oh, that's great. And you're not going that far from home, so your
like
family
an hour and a half,
will
so
be
good.
And your friends will be able to see you play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Wow, that's great. And the coach, of course, Rob Healy, you have had success, as so many of those coaches have had at Oakdale since the high school was instituted just a few years ago. Chris Crevo's the athletic director, of course, and it's every year, it seems, Oakdale is competitive in almost every sport. It seems that way to me, anyway.
Well, yeah, that's the goal, and, you know, he says at all the coaches' meetings, you know, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, and we're also going to win. You know, he doesn't forget to add that in there as well. So it definitely starts at the top. We've got great support. We're fortunate to have some really great coaches there. You know, Terry Connolly, Mitch Rubin, just a lot of great coaches across the board. Even Beth Nave with the girls lacrosse and everything. We support each other. We share athletes. We help each other out. So if you have a question about something, you can go to them. You know, we help each other out. And Kurt Stein with the football team, you know, he's done a great job there. So it starts with at the top. I think we've got some really great coaches across the board. And we're fortunate that we have a lot of great athletes that come through, too, and that certainly helps.
Well, how about yourself now? Are you one of the people, the only coach that the girls have ever had?
That's correct. Day one, I picked the uniforms out and everything. So, yeah, I've been there since the first day.
That's amazing. And you always had success. It seems like you've always had a winning team. You've had interesting players and good games down the stretch that we've done on WFMD and the success at all the sports, I guess, continues. It's like contagious. You know, you see one team winning, and you figure you got to match what they're doing, I guess.
Certainly, yeah. And especially, you know, in the wintertime here, you know, we look at basketball and see the boys are winning, and we want to win. And, you know, I know the wrestling team, got to give them a shout-out because they've been very successful in the past as well. So, yeah, definitely, like you said, just we see everybody's winning, and we don't want to be a team that doesn't win. So we want to keep winning.
Indoor track, cross-country, indoor track, and outdoor track and field has been very successful also at Oakdale. Let me ask the players here, Megan Carlson and Izzy Wimette, the two senior captains. Do you get support like in the hallways after the games? Do people ask you about the game? Or maybe, I don't know. They used to do that in my day, but I don't know if they still do. Izzy?
I think that a lot of my friends and a lot of the girls will approach me. they'll ask me a lot about, you know, like how, especially the girls from the volleyball team, because they just won the state championship.
Yes, they did. We had them in here, yeah.
And that was really cool to watch. And so I think that they definitely are, like, rooting for us. And I'm always getting, you know, I'm always having those girls talk to me and having a lot of teachers, too. Yeah, it definitely is, like, sports is a huge part of Oakdale's, like, community.
Great. Megan, do you people asking you how many points or rebounds did you get last night?
Well, they talk about it on, like, the morning announcements sometimes. So, I mean, but, like, as you said, it's a lot like the volleyball team and, like, the track team, because we all have, like, friends on those teams, and they really, like, they're really interested in knowing how well, like, or not that we're doing.
Now, how about you? Do you play other sports?
No, I don't.
It's just concentrate on basketball. Well, it's kind of the trend now, back and forth. There's theories about that, but a lot of people concentrate on just the one sport. I used to be everybody played, you know, the sport that was in season, no matter what that was, you know, I used to be. But now there's more concentration. Have your, I would assume your family's been supportive of you since you were...
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, since this last summer, I was with the Germantown Lady Panthers AU team, and, like, we had to travel far, and it was a lot, and they've really been supportive, like, taking me there, and so it's been good. I've received a lot of support from them.
And, you know, I don't think the parents sometimes get the credit, because they the early mornings, weekend practices, and going to all the games, but of course, they love it, because they love seeing you play, but it still can be a grind at times. And Izzy, how about you? Tell me about your career. How did you get started?
I started playing basketball probably like 11 or 12 years ago. I was like 7 years old. I was on a all boys team.
Oh, really? That's a way to learn. Yeah.
but yeah, it's definitely been a journey. It definitely has shaped who I am as a person, and it's really taught me everything that I know about life and leadership and just everything.
And what is it about the sport that you enjoy the most?
I think, honestly, that it's something just to do every day. Like, after school, it's pretty consistent. Like, you can go, you know, you have practice every day after school, whether or not you had a good day at school or a bad day, whether or not things are, you know, shaky at home or with friends or with anything really in your life, you always have basketball to fall back on. That was always a really big thing for me, is that, like, Coach Healy, I've known him since I was in, like, sixth grade, and I played on, like, his AAU teams in middle school, and, like, and I'm lucky to have known him for a really long time, because not everybody gets to establish that relationship with their high school coach so early on. So I was really lucky to have, like, his coaching and his knowledge, like, impressioned on me so young.
Well, let's say you had the one coach in high school. That's always good, because so many times the coaches will be switching, and you get used to one guy or girl or woman, and then they're gone, you know.
Right.
But that's an advantage you had. And Megan, how about you? When did you start playing, and when did you realize that this was your sport?
I started in the second grade, and I just started playing because I saw my brother playing, and I kind of just wanted to do whatever sport he tried. And I mean, like, I played other sports growing up, but basketball is really one that I just felt the most passionate about. So I've been, and then I played tennis for like 1 year, but it's just not the same.
Well, it's different. That's an individual, more an individual sport.
Yeah,
and basketball is almost the
really
ultimate team
yeah,
sport.
I like the team aspect of basketball, and it's just a lot. Like, it's just like a different feel.
Yeah, it's a. And is there one thing about it that you love? I'll ask you the same question there. Or just the whole thing?
Yeah, I think I just really like knowing that you always have, like, your teammates to fall back on, no matter what. Like, there's always support there.
And, you know, these are lifelong friends.
Yeah.
You'll go back to reunions, you know, 25 years from now, and you'll be catching up. And that's the woman that I played with years ago. You know, you'll say that. Well, it's one word, talking to members of the Oakdale High School basketball team, girls basketball team, 11-3 as we tape this program. And they're getting ready to, we're going to talk about that in a few minutes, about the playoff stretch and the pressure games of February and early March that continue on in the area. This is Frederick County Sports Weekend on WFMD. I'm Pete McLeod. Ed Lulley has the week off. We're brought to you by Premier Dental Arts and Dr. Cappuccino, who's based in Mount Airy, Jay Day and the Day Home team of real estate teams, Griffith Plumbing, and by Nimio Federal Credit Union, now serving all of Frederick County. And Coach Rob Healy, and of course your email signature is Coach Healy, so you can't miss that. Yeah. And is that all, as you grew up, did you think you wanted to be a coach, or were you more, you were probably an athlete as you grew up, but did you always kind of want to coach?
I was fortunate. I grew up in a neighborhood about 12 kids my age, and so like you were saying, growing up, whatever season it was, that's what sport we played. And my house was sort of in the middle, so every day it was come to my house and let's organize and let's play. And looking back, I was always the one that was like organizing the teams and what we were doing, so maybe I was a little mini coach at that point, I don't know. And then as I was playing throughout high school, I didn't really think I was going to be a coach. I just enjoyed playing. You go to college, things get real, you got to figure out what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I found a niche at Slippery Rock where I was at with
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, in Pennsylvania, correct, with health and phys ed. I like that. So I was like, well, if I'm teaching, it could allow me to coach. And I had a connection to the girls' basketball coach at Slippery Rock High School, which was like right across the street. So I just volunteered and helped him out as well for the last 3 years I was there at the college. And I found out that you really can have an impact on this game with these student athletes, you know, both on and off the court. And I don't know, I just felt like it was something I was maybe could be good at. And so I just continued that and came down to Maryland, got a teaching job here, and got a connection to Chris Krivos and asked him if I could volunteer and help him out to get started. And a couple years later, went to Wooten for 2 years as a head JV coach. And then when Oakdale opened up, Chris asked me to come start the program, and here I am.
That's a dream. Huh?
Yeah.
and you, as you were saying before going on the air, or just in the earlier, you actually formed the team at Oakdale.
Right.
That's quite a feeling to see how that's progressed, because you've had quite a bit of success over the years.
Well, I've had a lot of support helping me with that. Starting the program, there's a lot of things you got to do. I remember sitting in the office the one day in the summer before the school had really officially opened, and it was like, we got to call people, get a schedule, because we got to prove to have a varsity team with just the freshmen and sophomores, and we didn't have a schedule put together. So I remember we cold called 40, 50 high schools just seeing if we could get some games just to put that schedule together. So, yeah, we really put it all together. But it's been, I've loved it. I mean, my wife will tell you know, I love doing it. It's not a job to me, the coaching part. I love doing it, and, you know, seeing these two young ladies here, just knowing them for so long and helping, I almost want to say help raise them in some ways. I just feel like, you know, it's great to just see the things that they can do, the leaders that they are, and what they're going to go on and become. And same as the past players have graduated from here, you know, they'll come back to our games, practices, they visit. It just makes me really proud just to see what they can do.
Yeah, and you have good crowds at all athletic events over at Oakdale. You have good turnout, good support from the students and parents. You must have a very active booster club, too, that does a lot of stuff. And
oh, yeah. No, we stay active in all aspects.
And let's go over, of course, we can't, in this small studio, fit the whole team in. We would have liked to, but we can't. Right. Of course, two is about the optimum limit, if you want. Otherwise, it gets out of control. We've had 10 people in here before, and it was just chaos. But who are some of the other people we should know about on the Oak? We have Izzy Wimette here and Megan Carlson, but yeah. Who are some of the other people we should know about?
We've got Sarah Case is another senior on our team as well, and she's been on the varsity for the last 2 years, and she's really stepping into her role this year with a lot more minutes and playing well for us. Same as Hannah Wisbicki is another senior. So those two have really stepped up from junior to senior year and are really stepping into their role and taking advantage of the minutes that they're getting. And then Juliana Castro is another senior who had an unfortunate knee injury in lacrosse, and she's just an assistant coach for us. She said, you know, I want to be involved, but she's not able to play. So we definitely want to keep her involved. She's a great kid. So she's going to be going to play lacrosse at High Point next year. So she's going to do lacrosse here in the spring. She just actually got cleared, I think, the other day to, like, really do some full activities and stuff. So we're happy that she just seems to be on the track to be healthy for lacrosse and everything. But she's been a voice for us in practices and games all season. In the juniors, you know, unfortunately, Kylie King, after the first game, one day in practice, just sort of went down, and she had knee surgery on her meniscus. So, you know, her junior years been pretty much, again, just helping us out as another coach on the bench. She tracks a lot of stuff during the games for us to help us out. Tiana Jackson's a junior. She's doing a great job for us. She's leading us in points right now. She's second in assists, second in rebounds on the team as well. So she's doing a little bit of everything for us. We've got Riley Schwee is another junior. She started at least half the games for us. She can play the one or the two. She's a defensive standout. Great athlete. Can run all day. She never gets tired. Let's see. We've got We got Lily Austin's a junior as well, who has a younger sister on team, Aubrey Austin, who's a sophomore. And those two are great offensive players. They know how to shoot the ball really well. We've got Zoe Starr, another sophomore. She can run the point guard for us. And then Alyssa Wright is another lacrosse Division I kid going to Oregon, right? Yeah, Oregon.
Oregon.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
So she's going to Oregon. She helps run the point. And we've also got, I'm missing Sam Foster and Sammy Hardesty. So Sammy Hardesty is about 6'1", 6 feet, 5'11", I don't know, somewhere. She's tall because I'm short, so she's tall. She does a great job for us hitting the board. She's actually been coming on second half of the year here getting some double-doubles for us. Her and Megan are beating up on the boards for us really well. And then Sam Foster is a sophomore for us who broke her collarbone in soccer.
Wow.
And it was unfortunate because she was on varsity last year as a freshman. So we were looking for big things for her.
Mm-hmm.
And she called me one day in the middle of soccer season, "Coach, I broke my collarbone."
As if she should be sorry about it, but I mean...
Well, yeah, exactly. So I was like, all right, you know, well, how long? You know, I was like, well, maybe January, you know, we'll try and get you back. So she's been with us every practice. You know, the girls know, been rehabbing, trying to do all this stuff. First game back was this past Friday versus Walkersville and broke her collarbone again.
Oh,
so nice. Unfortunate. So she's out for the year for us.
Wow, that's just too bad.
Yeah, I know. So the best news is she's got 2 years left, so hopefully she can be back healthy next year.
Well, that's the one we'll watch her, Sam Foster, to see how the career goes. I'm just looking at some of the games I jotted down. You guys can comment on them if you want. I was looking at the you right out of the gate. You started with that 67-45 win over Thomas Johnson. I think it was a road game. You guys had a road game.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. What happened there? Because they're an established team and they're a 3A, and to take them down by 22 points is pretty good in the first game.
Yeah, it was kind of a while ago, so I'll do my best to remember. But I just remember coming out in that game, and we just had a lot of energy. And I think that we executed our plays really well, and we just sort of stuck to the basics. I mean, I think that we did a good job, like I said, executing sideline plays, out-of-bounds plays, offenses, and we were doing well on defense as well. I remember talking a lot that game and just being really active.
Okay, and any memories for you, Megan?
Well, I know because they just got a really good player back, Brianna Forbes. So I know we were really looking to, like, lock her down on have our good defenders be on her. And I think, like Izzy said, we just executed really well, and we were just, like, really excited to come out and play her first game.
Well, it's the opening game too. It's it's a great lift that it gave you there. And another one, I jotted down a 39-29 victory over Williamsport, which I guess would be your second game, with Tiana Jackson 16 points, and somebody named Megan Carlson got six rebounds in that game. I don't know. It must be a mistake there.
Yeah.
But you must have been a tiger on the boards there, Megan, to get the rebounds against Williamsport about a month ago.
Wow.
Do you remember?
I want to jump in and say something about Williamsport.
Sure.
I got a lot of respect for that program. They had something in the Washington County Herald Mail paper the other day. They're 52-1 in the last, like, five seasons when they give up less than 40 points.
Wow.
That's the one game they lost.
That's the one game?
That's the one game they lost out of 53 games.
Wow.
They give up less than 40 points. So they usually do a great job. We just happen to play even better defense. I remember we shut them out in the third quarter in that game. That was a big thing defensively for us to help us get that win.
Well, that's and a lot of these schools we don't know. We haven't seen them. They play Catoctin and Brunswick, but we haven't seen them that much before the new configuration
Correct.
Of the league here. So we've seen a lot of these teams for the first time. And speaking of teams that we haven't seen a lot of, you had a 45-36 victory over Boonesboro on December 14th. It was Rachel have I got that right? Rachel Horning?
That's the JV.
That's JV.
The JV leading scorer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. But you had that victory over Boonesboro, correct? 45-36?
Yeah, that one was at their place on the road. I remember it was a two-point game going into the fourth quarter. That was a game where I told the girls, if we don't make 70% of our free throws, we're coming in 6:30 in the morning the next day to shoot free throws. And we made like 71%. And
wow, it scared them.
Well, I might have to do it more often. Give them incentives because it worked and we needed those free throws. So,
and then there was I'm looking to jump ahead to January 12th. You played Tuscarora in what was called a rough game, at least in the paper for the account I read. You beat Tuscarora 45-33, but there was blood on the floor. Was there real blood on the floor in that game?
Yes, it was Megan's blood.
Oh no, Megan! You want to talk? Maybe you don't want to talk about it. I don't know.
It was just I just cut my arm, and I just didn't realize it till I was running down the court, and my teammates like, "You have blood all down the side of your
shirt." Oh, gee,
that's
shirt. I hope it was nothing serious.
Not mine. I'm like, oh, they're like, "No, it's yours." No, I just cut my arm. Like, oh, and for some reason, it bled a lot. So,
wow. Well, this, you know, basketball is a physical game. I don't care what they say; it is a physical game. Izzy, do you remember anything in particular about that game?
I just remember it was definitely a very physical game. Credit to Tuscarora. They play really hard, really good defense. Mm-hmm. I remember just our bench was really – just had so much energy that game. I remember being very active just even on the bench. Like, it was very high-intensity level game. And I think that, you know, we went out, we did what we needed to do, and we pulled out the win.
Well, you did. And Megan Carlson had something to do with it. She's sitting right here, and she had 13 rebounds in that game. Yeah. That's pretty darn good. Yeah. You must have had the right positioning for that game.
I was guarding one of the really good junior post players, Maya, and the shots weren't long, so all of them were right there where I could get them, and I knew I just had to hold my box out, or she was going to be right there behind me to get it. So I really just she gave me a lot of incentive to get the rebounds. She would be trucking right.
Well, this
right
is the competition we have in this part of the country. This is an amazing competition which we have for both the boys and girls, and it's fun to watch. I'm probably not always fun to play, but how were you in that game? Because got a big article in the paper about
that was the Friday night where it got really warm that day.
Oh boy,
it was so hot in the gym. That's one thing I certainly remember. And then neither team was making shots. There was 100 rebounds to be had. I know we had three girls with double digit rebounds: Hannah, Tiana, and then of course Megan. I think led everybody in rebounding that game. So we did enough to win. Defense and rebounding, of course, something we try to just hang our hat on, because there's going to be nights where we're not going to always shoot well. So it was good that we got the W there.
I know you mentioned Lily Austin. I see here she got 22 points in a big win over Smithsburg.
The funny thing is the newspaper messed that one up.
Oh, they did?
It was actually Aubrey Austin.
Oh, it was Aubrey, 22. Her sister. Okay.
Yes. But that's okay. If people want to, that's right. It can mess with people's scouting reports.
That gets the scouting reports.
Yeah. No, Aubrey shot really well. I think she had like 5 threes that game. She's really starting to come on here in her sophomore year. She's been doing a great job scoring the ball for us.
And then two big victories you got over Christmas, 35-30 over Severna Park, and beating Laurel by a score of 60-35, which that must have given you a little lift.
Yeah, you know, holiday tournaments, you try to get out to see some different teams. One thing I wanted to do this year, too, was that was at Winters Mill High School.
And, Winters Mill Classic or something.
Yeah, and so when the playoffs happened this year, we're on a side with 4 Carroll County teams, so I wanted the girls to see some Carroll County referees and get used to going to Winters Mill in case we had to go there in the playoffs and stuff. So that was just also part of the reasoning behind that.
And now, as we speak of that, we're getting to that time of year when the playoffs are looming, and you guys have been, you're seniors, you've been through it before, Izzy Wimette and Megan Carlson. How different is it to play in a playoff game versus a regular season game? Of course, they're all important, but how do you get yourself in mentally ready for the kind of game? Because you can get over, you know, be too nervous, or you can be too laid back. You got to just hit that right, the medium psyche there. Megan, you've done it many times.
I think that, like you said, we don't want to psych ourselves out too much. So we say, I mean, you want to treat it like a normal game, but it's also like you can't lose. So you really have to play your best. Like, you have to execute every play. Like, there's no space for turnovers. There's no space for missed layups. So I think we're getting there. I think we're getting to being playoff ready.
Okay, and are you in playoff mode, Izzy?
I'd like to finish the regular season strong. I think that the playoff air is definitely, it's different. It definitely requires a sort of a higher level of thinking. I think that they're sort of different games because, you know, in the regular season, you know, there's not that threat of being, you know, kicked off and not playing anymore. So I think in the playoffs, it's definitely a lot more pressure. I think it takes definitely some older kids that might, you know, not be so nervous or know what they're, you know, they know what they're doing, or they've been through it before, because it definitely puts a lot of pressure on younger kids. I know when I was a sophomore in varsity, it was very like nerve wracking, and I, like, you know, wasn't even playing. So it was, it's a different environment, definitely playing.
And how do you get the team ready now? Because you've been through it, Coach.
Yeah, well, I try to make it as the least amount of pressure as possible because, you know, they've already talked about how much pressure they're feeling, right? So my job's got to be to I like to tell them I'm jealous that they get to play and I don't. You know, and like you said, if there's a good crowd come to support us and stuff and you get to play in that environment, you get run out there on the court and play, I mean, I don't get to do that. They do, you know, so they just need to enjoy that and go out and have fun with it. You know, and like Megan was saying, we're rounded into playoff form. We'll get there here. The calendar turns to February. We're going to be ready for the playoffs when it's time. And then we just got to go out and play. And, you know, and if it's our day, it is. And if it's not, it's not. But we just got to do the best we can. And I tell them, you know, I'm a big quote guy. And one of the quotes I tell them about pressure is pressure can burst a pipe or pressure can make a diamond.
That's true.
You know, it's all in how you deal with it.
Think about that a while, but you're right. Rob Healy, the head coach of Oakdale. I got to ask you before we close here, I've always wondered, as Coach Healy was just saying, you're sitting there and you guys come running out, you have a big crowd in the stands and you're out there just warming up. That must be in a big playoff game or even a big regular season game. That has got to be a thrill that'll never leave you, Megan, and you've been through that a few times.
Yeah. I know it's just exciting when you look up and you see like your family there and you see your friends there, and I know I'm fortunate enough to be able to play next year, but it's not going to be the same because it's not like because I'm not going to note the crowd as much.
Yeah, well,
but I'm really excited that, you know, for these next couple games that we'll still have that same crowd.
So. And Izzy, how about you? You're a senior now, and
Running out and being, you know, in that gym with just everybody is definitely one of the best feelings. I really enjoy just being with all my teammates and being able to just play in such a great environment with, you know, all my friends and coaches.
All right. Well, we've enjoyed having you here, giving us a little bit of a window into girls' high school basketball in Frederick County with the coach, Rob Healy, and these two seniors, captains Megan Carlson and Izzy Wometa, the Oakdale High School girls' basketball team, as we tape this show, an 11-3 record, and of course, they'll be a big factor in the playoffs. That goes without saying. Thank you for you guys for coming in.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Interrupting a busy season here with all kinds of big games. Want to thank you for listening. Want to thank our sponsors also, Premier Dental Arts, Dr. Cappuccino over there in Malheuri, Jay Day and the Day Home team of real estate teams, Griffith Plumbing, and Nimio Federal Credit Union, now serving all of Frederick County. For Ed Lulley, I'm Pete McLeod. We've been listening to Oakdale High School girls basketball team, and we hope you will join us next week on WFMD.